Blog Talk Radio.
Is in Christ Jesus. I just happen to know that that's in my future and not in my past. Don't look back, people. Look forward. Praise the Lamb of God. Yesterday is a canceled check. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is money you don't have yet. Handle your today properly that your tomorrow can be brighter. But don't worry about yesterday. Everything in yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, is dead and gone. The effects of it is all in your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The effects of yesterday is all in your mind. Forgetting the things that are behind you. Press towards the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh boy, I feel good today. I guess you can hear it in my voice. And it is PSM Live, and you're live in the studio with me. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are here, praise the Lamb of God. Another day that God has blessed us to be on the air, and we thank and praise him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank God for you, and you, all of you are chiming in today. Boy, oh boy, the line is coming on up in here. And we thank and praise God for everyone. You're listening to our voice and want to be a part of our live studio. You can join us today, praise the Lord, at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Today is prophetic word day. Yes, Lord. And we thank God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, every day is prophetic word day, but today we really turn our attention and emphasis on the prophetic as it relates to this show. And we thank and praise God for all of the help and the assistance that he has given us, our intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure they'll be coming in queue any minute now. Praise the Lamb of God. And then also our Presbyter, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Daryl Saunders and Bertha, and all of those, praise the Lamb of God. That is one of my daughters right there. Hallelujah. Althea, how are you, girl?
I'm great. How are you, Apostle?
I'm doing good. You know, Althea, I didn't even ask you guys up there how much rain did you all get up there in Pontiac, praise the Lamb of God area, you know, and is the power out up there and all of that? Like in other places.
So far, we have no power outage, and we were really not affected by the rain.
Really? No?
Mm-mm. No.
Too high up on the mountain. That's all to that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, y'all like Jerusalem. Y'all up at the top. To go up, you got to go up to Pontiac, never down.
Okay.
You got to go up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I guess the water hit and start running back down. Praise God.
Sure did.
Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice and good to hear that you are doing well and that the Lord bless and spare your area. Just like he said, it would not come nigh you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And we bless God for that. Granddaughter, is this you today? 630 Eric.
Good morning. This is me.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. Packing. We're getting ready to go on a trip. So we getting
ready. What you mean on a trip?
Y'all
could go nowhere. Y'all ain't there. What?
We going to Memphis and Mississippi.
You got a husband. You got a husband.
Everybody.
You don't
going.
Have to come back, Granddaddy, all the time. Man, you got a husband.
Okay. Everybody's
going
on this trip.
Y'all, who going on the trip?
My mama, everybody going. Reggie going. Sandra's going.
Y'all
Andre. No, we're just going down south just to visit family.
Oh, that's wonderful. Y'all going to Darling down there?
Yeah, we going down there. We going to celebrate my birthday, too, so.
Birthday, I was in the cry. Y'all could have came and spent your birthday with me.
Well, we want to see our family because we ain't seen them since the funeral, so my mama want to see her sisters.
Okay, well, y'all get on down there safe. I'm going to be praying, traveling grace. I'm glad you let us know that so the saints can cover you and cover the family. It's a Lambo. Y'all taking the new car down now, I assume. Praise the Lamb. Yes. Well, it needs to make its first trip. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's wonderful when you can go better. I say go better, baby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we do plan on seeing Shireen while we down there.
Better see Shireen and better pray with her and pray with that baby. Lay hands and anoint with oil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I got your bottle of oil right here.
Right. All right. Pray. Put it in the apostle's hand and let him go to work.
I will.
Amen.
To the covering, tell him to go to work. Praise the Lamb of God.
Certainly will.
Granddaughter, there is a certain something that I asked you for that didn't come in the mail or nothing to me.
Did you?
Yeah. It has something to do with prayer. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I told you I needed a new one. I said my granddaughter going to take care of that for me.
A Philippe. You sure did. A Philippe. Yes.
Okay.
Sure
I just want.
You know what? I'm going to be
Don't
on it. So
no,
we get back.
Right now. Praise the Lord.
I am
going
to be on it.
Praise the Lord. All right, because my birthday here, you know, I can't let her in when I'm talking to you because she'll be trying to stop my blessing. My birthday! My birthday be trying to stop myself. No, it's supposed to come to me. No, I got it in already. Too late, Bertha. How you doing today, Bertha?
I'm wonderful, Prophet. I am blessed and highly favored. I'm not worried about nothing because I know my daughter loves me.
Here she goes killing my children again. Boy, I tell you the truth, boy. Woo-wee, these people. Wait a minute. I bet you can't steal this one right here. You can't steal Sylvia from me. Hi, Sylvia.
She already got it.
She already got it.
She already got it.
Sylvia, stole you from me?
Who you love, baby?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Sylvia.
Yes, sir.
My birthday is told you. Sylvia. Sylvia, I feel like a piece of bubble gum wrap on my way to the
store. Don't feel like we letting you have Prophet Darryl.
Oh, Jesus. That's all right. I keep my son. It's all right. Prophet Darryl is all right with me. Praise the Lamb of God. She ain't even on the show to defend herself. That's a shame.
See?
Praise
That's why we let you have it.
Y'all better call Prophet Dad, wake him up, tell him to get up and get out of that kitchen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy,
get
what a wonderful day. I feel good today, and I feel good about you, and you, all of you that's listening to my voice. You are important to me. Praise the Lamb of God. These ladies just interact with us every day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. We interact some kind of way with all of our administrators, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy. But you think we're having a time now. Come go to the gathering with us November 7th, 8th, and 9th in Fort Worth, Texas, and you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, just what love Father has given us one another. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, God is so good to us. And our fellowship, our covenant relation is not a fake, phony type of relationship. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. We are hooked up from the hip up. And God is just blessed us when we are all together under the same roof. And we thank and praise God for that. He's an awesome, awesome God. Today, are you listening to my voice? You need to call in, praise God. I want you all to be missionaries right quick. Hit somebody and tell them you better get on the line. You better get on the line. You better get on the show today. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. I told you all the water was coming again. The water came again. Praise the Lamb of God. I told you all God wasn't through yet. God wasn't through yet. Praise the Lamb of God. I told them right here in Detroit from my pulpit, it's going to rain again and flood some more. It done it. Praise the Lamb of God. I told you all on the show, California, get ready. Yeah. God on his way out there, and he shook things up when he got there. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Napa will never be the same. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. And it ain't through yet. He is not through yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Now, I done told you, California, he's not through yet. Praise the Lamb of God, because some knees still ain't bowed.
Nope.
Hello, light bulbs. And some toes still ain't confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch what I tell you now. I done told you. Praise the Lamb of God. The word of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, is right. The word of the Lord is true. And the word of the Lord is coming to pass. And it's coming to pass in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. What God has promised, what God has said he is going to do and was going to do for us is coming into fruition. Praise the Lamb. I put this on the page today. People of God, embrace, hallelujah, your covenant relationship. Wives, If you got a husband, you better get on one accord with him, because you're going to need to touch and agree in this.
That's right.
Hello,
that's
light
right.
bulbs. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This child here got the Midas touch with her husband right now because Satan ain't got in between them. If you stay on one accord, keep them
Hallelujah.
Hands together, and don't let nothing but the breeze of the Holy Ghost come in between you, I promise you, it's the Lamb of God. Everything you touch will turn to gold. Hallelujah. Because God promised with two, three with a symbol in my neck, there will be a fourth man in the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, I'm telling you this right now. Some of you are connected with other people covenant-wise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're not going to be connected to them in the covenant, praise the Lamb of
That's
God.
Right.
Don't live a lie. Don't live a lie and don't be a coward. To say I'm through.
Come on now.
This
That's
is over.
It.
Don't be. Yeah. Praise the Lamb. Don't be a fake friend to nobody.
That's right.
Don't be a fake friend to nobody.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
Don't be a fake friend. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you're a walker. You walk in prophetic truth. Praise the Lamb of God. And the truth of God is in your heart. It lives in you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
don't love people and you don't love them. Don't. I love you, you know you don't love them. You're lying.
Amen.
That's
God
right.
God blesses
right.
you for walking in the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then go get your heart fixed and repaired so you can have agape oozing out of you.
Right.
Loving
right.
everybody around you. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And your connections, watch who God has prophetically linked you to in this
that's
season.
Yep,
that's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because they're going to be a part of your arrival to your destiny and your promises.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't told you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're going to be instrumental. And you are arriving where God wants you to.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's time to evaluate. Woo-wee. Yes, God, as we go into the month, this ninth month, yeah, a birthing. Praise the Lamb of God. This ninth month of birthing going in here to September, you don't want to be playing because you want it to spring forth on you. Praise the Lamb of God. You want it to spring forth on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you right now, your blessings are dangling over your head. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Review the promises and the vows that you've made to God. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, God.
Then just start singing, I'm going to get it right, I'm going to get it right, I'm going to get it right. Hallelujah. Amen. Even though it might be tight, I'm going to get it right with Amen. God. And don't live a lie before God.
Okay,
be who
that's
God
right.
called you to be. Woo! I'm talking, prophet, talking to you today. Is praise the Lamb of God. Know why? Because I love you to have all
Thank
that
you,
God in store for you. I want it to manifest. I want it to come forth. I want it to spring forth in your life. And it can't spring forth among thorns and thistles and weeds. Hello, light bulbs. Upon in the midst of lies and manipulations. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. And then let me tell you, some of you, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to make up in your mind whether you're going to be the lender or the borrower.
Amen.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs. I'm talking about your stingy, pingy ways.
Amen.
You got to make up in your mind. If people come into you, you got to make up in your mind whether you're going to be that person that's the river that God has provided, praise the Lamb of God, for to be an inlet and outlet, or you're going to be the one that's going to be a little upon. What you're going to get, you're going to hold on to it so nothing else can come in. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
I said you're the head and not the tail. You're the lender, you're not the borrower. Pray. Hello, light bulbs. You must make in your mind, up in your mind which one of those you're going to be. You can't be fussing and cussing every time somebody come to you and going off on them because they want to borrow $10. You got to sit down and evaluate, praise the Lamb of God, and say, you know, let me see, can I do this? Praise the Lamb of God. And you sit down and you talk to them. And if you're going to do it, you do it out of your heart, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if they don't pay you back, the curse will be upon them and the blessing will be in your house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The curse will be upon them. They will need you again. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you get over the hump. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. But be wise in all your ways. Acknowledge him. Because some people come to you and the Lord going to tell you, don't give them nothing. It's about hearing God.
Right.
That's right.
I have came to me before, and the Lord said, don't do nothing. Before they came through the door, don't do nothing. I said, what, Lord? Don't do nothing. And they come and lay all their stuff out, and I said, well, I can't help you right now. I really wish I could, but I can't. I can't help you right now because God done told me not to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm very little leery at doing for anybody, praise the Lamb of God, who walk around with a curse on their head because they don't pay their tithes. And
right. That's
I don't sow into barren fields.
Okay. No way.
Wow. Hello, light bulbs. You want to play games with God? Go and play your games.
Exactly.
My goodness gracious. Oh, they don't like me today. Praise the Lamb. I done went across the street again. Okay, let's get back on the other side. Praise the Lord. It's word day. We're going to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's up for praying today? Let me see who want to pray today. Praise
it's
God.
Fine.
Let me see. Sylvia ain't prayed this week. Sylvia, have you? No, you haven't. Praise the Lord. I know you haven't because I know your voice. Hallelujah. Sylvia's going to pray for us today. Lead us. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Granddaughter. Athelia, I need y'all to stay in with me because, you know, we got to saturate this ground for this prophetic flow today.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Yes, God. And so the Lord can speak.
Hallelujah.
Lord can speak. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord can speak. My God. We're still praying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, for our country, we're praying. Praise the Lamb of God for the peace of Israel. For the peace of Israel, we're praying, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying, people of God, hallelujah. Those affected by the waters and the floods and the landslides and the heat and all the rest that's going on, they say that the ground is swelling in places. Praise the Lamb of God, just swelling up from the intense heat, praise the Lamb of God, and it's not over, praise God, hallelujah. This intense heat,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God, that many in the south, praise the Lamb of God, in the west have been experiencing, and these great droughts that they've been experiencing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, they got curfews and fines and everything out in California. If you turn on your water sprinkler, they slap you with a fine. That's how precious water is there right now. Praise the Lamb of God. So understand and know that, people of God. Understand and know that. Praise the Lamb of God. And let's pray for these people that the Lord would touch. Hallelujah. That he would have mercy. We always pray for the mercy of God. Praise the Lamb of God. When the Lord tells me he's going to do something, it touches my heart. I intercede. God, have mercy. Hallelujah. On the people. Have mercy, God. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to see no one. I don't want to see no one. Praise the Lamb of God. Arm the hurt. Praise the Lord. Sylvia, come on, pray for the sick and shut in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hands are lifted.
Yes,
looking
Lord,
unto
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day you have made, Father.
Yes.
We still rejoice, oh God, and be glad in it, God. Father, we lift up hands, God, to exalt
you,
oh God. Father, we use our lips, oh God, to praise your holy name, God. Oh, Father, we use our hearts, oh God, to be in love with you, God, our first love, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. You're so worthy, God.
Oh,
you're
God,
so worthy
God,
of the praise, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for saving us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, God, keeping our minds stayed on you, God. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us, God, for our sins, God. Oh, God, even when we didn't even know any better, God, you forgave us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping our minds, God, keeping our hearts, God, keeping our families, God, in one piece, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood running warm, God, in our bodies, oh, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, even those that are sick, oh, God, you're still God. Those that are in hospice, God,
yes,
those that are in their hospital beds, God, those, oh, God, that are in institutes, God. Oh, God, restore their minds, God. Oh, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the minds of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll begin, God, to call on your name, God. For you said, God, if we call, God, you would answer, God. So, Father, we stand in the gap on behalf of your people, God. Those that are sick in their bodies, oh, God, that you would touch bodies and heal bodies today, God. Oh, God, even those in the prison system, God. Oh, God, that they will repent, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would save them, God, that they would cry loud, oh, God. Oh, God, that they, God, would call them the only wise and living God. Oh, God, that they would change their mindset, God. Oh, God, give them a heart, oh, God, to just cry for you, God, to cry for change, oh, God. Even, God, even where they are, Father. Father, we thank you right now, God, for your youth, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that they'll begin to walk in obedience, God. Oh, God, they'll begin, God, to live holy before you, God. Oh, God, even in their homes, God, the homes, God, will begin to line up with your word, oh, God. Fathers will be men, wise men, oh, God, and mothers will be virtuous women, God. God, that will begin to be the example, God, for your children, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll see your hand upon our lives, oh, God, and desire to know you for themselves, oh, God. Oh, God, that whatever they do, God, that they will prosper, God. God, that you would teach them your ways, oh, God, that you'll give them a heart to love you first, God. You're their first love, oh, God. Oh, God, in every trick and plan of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, the head, God, every bullying spirit, God, every deceiving spirit, God, every lying spirit, God, every low self-esteem spirit, God, and every spirit of identity, oh, God, trying to confuse them in their minds, God, trying to confuse them, God, of who they are, God, trying to confuse them, Lord, whether they're boy or girl, God. Every lying and tricking spirit,
praise
God,
you,
we turn it off
Lord.
At the head, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we send it to a dry and barren place, oh, God, and fill it in the name of Jesus. Your children shall know who they are, God. They are sons and daughters of the Most High King, God, the only living and wise God, oh, Father. Turn their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, let them repent, God, of everything, God, does not like you, God. Everything that is displeasing, oh, God. Oh, Father, move on their hearts, oh, God. Oh, even that rebellious spirit, oh, God, that tries to rise up, oh, God, and come up against their parents, God. And, God, your word, oh, God, we cut it off at the head, God. Oh, God, and we send it to a dry and barren place, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we superimpose your will over their lives, oh, God, that they will walk in obedience, God. Oh, God, they will humble themselves, God, under your mighty hand, oh, God. Oh, God, move on their hearts, oh, God.
give them a heart of love and compassion, God. Not strife, oh God,
God.
Even that anger spirit, God, that's rising up in this season, oh God. Trying, God, to use your children, God, to take each other out, God. We cancel it in the name of Jesus, God. Your children shall live, oh God, and they shall live long and prosperous lives, God. Oh, Father, we stand on your word, God. Oh, God, that I've never seen the young, the old forsaken, Lord, on their feet begging for bread, God. So our children shall not have to beg, God. Oh, God, they shall not be used by the enemy, God. No longer, God. I apply the blood to your children, God. Each child, God. Each home, God. Each school, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to gird up their feet, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll only go, God, where you would have them to go, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to convict them in their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, that they even fear, God, to walk out of line of your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for calling us, oh, God, to stand in that gap, God, on behalf of your children, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we don't take it lightly, God. Gird us up, oh, God, on the right and on the left, oh, God. Let us be rooted and grounded in your word, oh, God, that we'll stand as one body, oh, God. Oh, God, under the head of Jesus Christ, oh, God. For at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for your grace and mercy, God. We call on mercy, God, today, God, for California, God. Each city that you're visiting, God, we're calling on mercy, God. Oh, God, that they would repent, oh, God. God, that they'll see your handiwork, oh, God, and know that it's you, God, that you're calling your people, God, to come in, God. You're calling them to turn from their wicked ways, oh, God, and look to you, oh, God, and not to man, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that peace will sweep this land, oh, God. Oh, God, and even Israel, God. Peace, oh, God, your children, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for the blood, oh, God. I apply it to the blood every door, God. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, God, when he said it was finished, God. It was finished on the cross, oh, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said no one took his life, but he laid it down for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Almighty God, we bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We come to you, Father God, hallelujah, repentance in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your blessings in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy, Jesus. We thank you for keeping your covenant, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. You sit high and look low, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the legion of angels that you have released from the kingdom of God into this land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, just taking over every mind and every spirit, Father God, shaking them, Father God. Let the spirit of Jesus Christ arrest each and every soul in this land in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just so thankful, Father God, that your love is so potent, your love is so strong, your love is so powerful, Father God, that we have no choice but to bend our knees and bow our heads. We have no choice to supplicate and give you glory. We have no choice but to exalt your name and lift you on high, Father God, because you are great
and you are mighty, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, we will not be ungrateful people, Father God, on earth, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the ministries that's going before your name in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the evangelists that you are placing in the earth right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for holding back your arrows. We thank you, Father God, for holding back your destruction, because it could surely be a lot worse, Father God. So we thank you for the opportunity that you have placed in their midst, Father God. And I pray that they're not blind, and I pray that they're not deaf, Father God. That they'll see your blessings. That they'll see your mercies, Father God. And take control of their environment, and they'll turn away from their sins, Father God, and look to you, Father God, their first love, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your healing ministry. We thank you for your delivering ministry. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, because there's nothing under the sun that we're doing on our own, Father God. It's only by your Spirit, Father God, not by our might, Father God, not by our education, Father God, not by our physical strength, but the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We give you glory on this day, Father God, and we just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your mercy, Father God. Mercy, mercy, mercy from coast to coast, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, Father God. Thank you for covering the gates of this nation, Father God. East, west, and north, and south. We thank you, Father God. Get the enemy who shall not prevail in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the unclean spirits. We rebuke premature death over the children. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke corruption in the government. We rebuke corruption in the law enforcement. In the name of Jesus, we bind up and cast out the lunatic spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it now, Father God, because of your blood, Father God. We have the authority and the power in the name of Jesus. We stand on the wall together, Father God, in unity. We stand on the wall with authority. We're pushing back the realm of the enemy. We're pushing back the kingdom of darkness, Father God, because we are victorious by your blood in the magnifying name of Jesus. And we thank you for the fresh wind that's going through this land now, Father God, this very hour, the fresh wind that's going through the soil, the fresh wind that's going through the atmosphere, the fresh wind that's going through the agriculture, the fresh wind that's going through our food production, the fresh wind that's going through the hospitals, in the name of Jesus, because you shall call your name Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you on this day, Father God, as we humbly bow before you and yield you to have your way. In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, there is nothing like some praying people. Praise to get right where we need to be as it relates to this show, praise the Lamb of God. I am so grateful, praise the Lamb of God, to have these women of God, praise the Lamb of God, these men of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, is my son Andre available? Is Andre around, granddaughter? I reckon not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry, I walked away from the phone. I'm here. What did you say?
Is the apostle around?
Yes, he's right here. Hold on.
It's something. Bring him to the phone for me.
I'm right here, sir.
Andre, praise the Lord. Apostle, I'm moved to praise the Lamb of God to have you pray today. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I keep hearing your name ringing in the spirit here. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you would today, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Lead
him as the Lord will lead you, but also releasing the prophetic anointing on this show today. Praise the Lamb of God. I got a guest that's going to come on in the next 5 minutes. So take, about 5 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. And just pray for us in Jesus' name. And don't forget your your cup.
Yes, Lord.
It's for me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you and we magnify you for today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I bless your name on today, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you still saw fit for us to be a part of your kingdom on this day, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify today, oh, God, because you are Elohim, oh, God. You are the creator. You are the strong one, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, there's nothing we can do without you, oh, God. Father God, we need you on today, God, more than we did yesterday, oh, God. Father God, infuse us with your power on today, oh, God. Father God, speak to us.
Oh, God.
Father God, we want to know the heart of what you're saying to your people on today, oh God. Father God, we want to be in the very vein of where you are and what you have to say for right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we don't rely on what you did yesterday. We don't rely on what you did last week, oh God. But Father God, right now we need to hear what you're saying in the spirit realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, anoint our leader on today, oh God. Anoint him from on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, cover him, oh God, in the precious blood, oh God. Father God, continue, oh God, to have your way in his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Purify him from the inside out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Download your very voice, oh God, your very heart into his heart, oh God, for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we decree and declare, oh God, that everything is well in his life and in his ministry, oh God. Father God, that he's operating in the very timetable. He's synchronizing in the very movement of what you're doing in the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that everything everything that belongs to him, oh God. Father God, that you release it now into his bosom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that the anointing that is on him, oh God, is dripping down, oh God. Oh God, down from his chin all the way down to the floor, oh God. And all of us that are lined up with him, oh God. Oh God, are receiving the very same anointing, oh God. Oh God, that our leader is receiving from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that his face may shine, oh God, as bright as it was when Moses the 40 nights with you on top of the mountain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that he is pouring into us, oh God. Lord God, the very thing that you want us to have, Lord God, to make it through just this day alone, oh God, for your word says, don't worry about what tomorrow may bring, oh God. But on this day,
God,
the fresh manna that you have for us today, oh God. Oh God, feed us from on high on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that we walk in the finished work of the cross of your son, Jesus Christ, oh God. Father God, that we are healed, delivered, and set free on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that we are the head and not the tail, oh God. Father God, that we know, oh God, that everything that you have is ours, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, your word says, oh God, if we abide in you, oh God, Lord God, Jesus said that me and my Father will abide in you as well, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, that we are connected with you, oh God. We thank you that we are heirs and joint heirs, oh God, to you and your son, Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you that Jesus is the intercessor, that he intercedes on our behalf. We thank you for the Holy Spirit dwelling deep inside of us. Like David said, Lord, whatever you do, don't take your spirit away from me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, oh God, and forgive us if we grieve the Holy Spirit in any way, shape, or form. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that your mercies on today, oh God, is forever new and fresh on our lives on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, release the apostolic anointing on this show on today, oh God. Father God, release the fivefold ministry to be in full effect on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, to those who have a ear to prophesy your word on today, oh God. Lord God, that we speak to the very divine truth of who you are, oh God, into the people's lives. So they may be encouraged and edified and comforted, oh God, on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, because if it wasn't for you, where would we be on today, oh God? Lord God, for all the times we travel on the highways and byways, oh God, you yet still provided us safe journey from point A to point B, and we say thank you, God. Oh, God, so we glorify and we magnify you right now, oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. through visions and dreams that he's given him about himself, through dreams, visions, and prophetic word that God has given me about him. Praise the Lamb of God, and him moving into the next levels in his life. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell him about Pastor Nation. We've been dealing with, starting yesterday, this faith walk, for your journey. And I've really been in chapter 11 of Hebrews, which is very familiar to you now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Praise the Lamb of God, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good report. And through that faith, praise the Lamb of God, that supernatural substance and imposement of God, because faith comes from God, is not of this world. Praise the Lord, it's something that God downloads in us, praise the Lamb of God, as a prelude to our salvation. And also, praise the Lamb of God, he is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we recognize this. But today, Pastor Nation, it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift, by it he being dead, yet speaketh, praise the Lamb of God. And that's the area of faith that I want to fellowship in today. Come on, talk to us right quick about faith. You can give testimony. You can do whatever you want to, Pastor Nation, to show yours for the next few minutes. Come on here, man.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to just say, Prophet Shakespeare, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me on today. And I just want to share to all of you that are listening that faith is really the key to your Christian walk. The Bible says this, and I believe everything the Bible says. First thing the Bible says, a greater work shall we do. But then the Bible also says, faith as a grain of a mustard seed can move mountains. If you can believe it, God will do it. The key to it is making sure that it's in the will of God. That's why a prayer life is very crucial, because when you have a solid prayer life, you're not going to ask God to do things that aren't in his will. But when you ask God to do something that's in his will and you have faith, God will do exactly what you say, how you say do it. I experience it every day. The Bible also tells us new mercies we get. So not only does God watch over us, but we can start demanding what we want. One thing I found out about faith is that in my personal life, I pray, I trust God, I believe God, and then I let it go. Faith requires action. And when you apply that action to what you are saying, because death and life is in the power of the tongue, when your faith lines up with what you say, an expectation is inevitable. And hear me, people of God, all you have to do is just believe it. You don't even have to do it. Just believe it, and then God will do the rest. I see it every day in my personal life. I'm in a season now where everything that I need, that I go to God for, he does it within 24 hours and blows my mind. And I'm talking I was on the phone with
you. You spoke to me the other day that was happening. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
I needed $11,000 to close an escrow on a house, and I prayed. And as I was praying, God was dealing with an individual who called me and said, Pastor, what do you need? I feel like you need some money. I said, $11,000. They said, give me your bank account number and wire the money to me. And it's not about the money. It's about the faith, because I trusted God. What we're doing, we're going to too many people instead of going to God. When you go to God, he'll go to whoever you need to get what you need. The key is, can you trust God in your situation?
Now, Pastor Nation, about that $11,000, since you spoke on that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The Lord allowed Pastor Nation to find a house. Praise the Lord. We ain't even talking about the first house. That's that with the indoor swimming pool, all that. We don't even talk about that. The house he just moved into, another house, praise the Lamb of God. He called me. He said, Sheik, I seen this house, blah, 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 blah. And, man, just pray over me about it. And the Lord spoke, and the Lord said, tell him if he want it, he can have it. I'll give it to him. If he have faith in me and trust me, I'll give it to him. And, I mean, without him counting anything, Pastor Nation started walking towards that destiny. And brothers and sisters, when I tell you step by step, faith in God. Him just praying, waiting, listening, and watching God do what God said he would do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've been teaching this. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Once God released to him and he believed the word and said, if you desire it, if you want it, and you believe me, I'll give it to you. Now, the Pastor Nation, that was that a month ago? Was that that's under a month ago, right?
That was under a month ago. And what happened, if the deal started 4 months ago, they first looked at my debt ratio. What debt ratio is, they look at how much you have and how much you have going out. Well, because I still had the other loan, my debt ratio didn't match. So they first denied me. I prayed. They approved me. Then they denied me again. And that's when I spoke to you about it. And then they approved it, and then we ended up getting it. Now watch this. They tried to sell the house to somebody else, but they couldn't close escrow. The people that they sold
to are
financially in a way better situation than I was in. But the difference is I had God on my side.
Amen.
And hear me, people of God, when you got the Lord on your side, money's not an issue. It's about the favor of God. And when the favor of God is on your life, things that other people have to pay for, God will make somebody.
Yeah.
And out of all of the people, you know, God is an incredible
individual. I keep telling them, fascination, you don't need money, you need favor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Favor and faith work.
Prophet Shakespeare, there's a name ringing in my head that when you first, Prophet Shakespeare called me and said, come on the line, and I said, well, man, listen, I got to pump some gas, but then I'm going to call right in. When I began to pump gas, a name was ringing in my head, and they got to be on this line. The name is, I want to say, Andre. Is there Andre on the line?
Yes, it is. Prophet Apostle Andre.
Okay. Prophet, so he's a preacher, Andre.
He's an apostle,
yes,
sir. Apostle Andre Fullerwood.
Hear me, Andre, by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord is showing me right now there are two things that's really pressing you heavy that you've been dealing with and you've been asking God to deal with them. Hear me by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord knows exactly what's going on in your situation. The Lord told me to tell you, watch this, just trust me. It's two things going on that you've been worried about, you've been praying about. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, it is.
The Lord says, don't worry about it, I got it. Not only does the Lord say he has it, but the Lord is saying, one of the things that you're going with is a major situation, and the Lord is saying, it was not the devil, it was me that allowed this to take place to show you. The Bible says in John chapter 9 that there was a man born blind, and they asked, did his parents sin or did he sin? And Jesus said, no, that the Son of Man will be made manifest. There's one thing that's really heavy on your heart. God said that was not the devil. God said, I allowed that to happen so I can be made manifest in your life. Because listen to me, Brother Andre, there are some people looking at you in that situation, and they are trying to see how you're going to respond. And God says, trust me and watch me work it out, and he's going to work it out right in front of your very eyes.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
My God.
By the Spirit
amen,
of the Lord.
Amen,
that,
amen.
Should all, that should resonate in your spirit. That should be confirmation to what you're already dealing with.
Amen. It does.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me, people of God. The Lord, we're in a season where the Lord wants to manifest himself like he did in the Old Testament.
Yes,
in the Old Testament, as soon as they prayed, when they finished praying, God moved.
That's right.
So we're in a season of a quick work. And hear me, Oh, my God. This is concerning our kids. But there's a name ringing in my head again. I don't know if it's a Sharon or a Shalon or a Sharon or Sharon.
Sharon. Yeah.
Sharon. Okay, Sharon. Listen, the Lord is telling me that it's something about, I don't know if it's your kids or if it's your nieces or nephews, but the Lord is telling me that there is a kid in your life that God says he's about to do, he's going to do a Jonah experience. When they are running from God, they're not going to get away. And God says, I'm about to confound them in a small space to the point where they are going to not only surrender, but they're going to totally submit unto him. But the Lord is telling me to tell you, keep your hand out of it.
Mm. Jesus.
Now, God, is this making sense to you?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord is saying, keep your hand out of it, because sometimes as parents, we love kids and we want to do what we got to do, but God says, let me do what I'm going to do. And the Lord is going to move right on your behalf. And hear me by the Spirit of the Lord, I'm seeing 30 days.
My God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
He's going to turn that whole thing around.
Yes, God. Yes,
I don't
God.
Know why I'm seeing a young lady and I'm seeing a young man, but God says he's going to turn this thing around in 30 days.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
See a manifestation of the power of God on these kids in 30 days. That's going to blow your mind. What you've been asking God to do for the last 5 years, God says I'm going to complete that work in the next 30
man,
days.
Man, you don't know what you're talking about.
My God. My
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo-wee. My
Hallelujah.
God, my God, my God. Did y'all hear that?
I see
now,
woman,
all of us
Jesus.
Are here. No, it's the last. For the last 5 years, Sharon has been dealing with her daughter, Prophet.
Hold on, let me finish this.
Okay.
I see a light-skinned woman with her hands up in the air, and God says she's going to worship me and blow your mind. God says,
Hallelujah.
I have been getting this relationship together. God says, I've been the one doing this. God says, all I need you to do now is just praise me in advance for this, and God says he's going to do a work in her that's going to blow your mind.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My
Hallelujah.
Man, you don't
Hallelujah.
You tiptoeing all over prophecy here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are believing
Hallelujah.
That Sharon's daughter is healed. Hallelujah. Matter of fact,
Hallelujah.
I just saw Apostle Andre and his wife and family, all of them are going down south from Chicago. Praise the Lord. They're about to leave out, praise the Lord, over the holiday weekend and go down there. And all of them, praise the Lamb of God, are going with the mind. I just told them to anoint that girl with oil and pray for her and watch God heal. And now you're going to come say
wow.
this. Man, we're excited.
Amen.
We're excited. That's Sharon's daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! My goodness gracious.
Wow.
That's for the daughter we know. Praise God. Hallelujah. What wonderful, 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 wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. Faith and favor go hand in hand. When God speaks and you move, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. It's evident God wanted the sacrifice. They brought their sacrifices. By faith, Abel said, I'm going to give God my best. By lack of faith, Cain said, I'm going to give him my leftovers.
Jeez.
By faith, in giving the best and believing God, what he asked for, I'm going to get. He didn't tell me what to give him. He just said, bring a sacrifice. I'm going to give him my best. He obtained witness that he was righteous in the eyes of God. Watch this, because concerning his gifts, watch this, and by this he spoke from the grave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh. He was dead, yet speaketh.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I hear him calling unto me, his blood is cried out from the ground because of
Thank
his
you.
Righteousness. Death couldn't silence him.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulb.
Hallelujah.
Beyond the grave, because faith is not of this world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Faith works on the other side.
Lord,
oh, y'all didn't
you
get
Lord.
That. You missed it, but it's right there in the
Hallelujah.
Bible. You missed it. You missed it. It's right there in the Bible. He yet speaketh. How can you speak when you're dead? It's right there in the Bible. I didn't write it. Right there in the fourth chapter, in the fourth verse of Hebrews 11. He's speaking from the ground.
Yes, he is.
My Lord.
Because of his faith, favor, relationship with God. And God said, I'm going to redeem him too. He cried out from the ground, and I'm going to do something about it. They said, when you're dead, you're done. That's you. My faith goes beyond the grave.
Jesus.
Because faith is an eternal substance, a supernatural imposed technology that God downloads into us. If you only learn how to use it. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor, the nation learned how to use this thing, boy. I'm telling you. I have never seen a guy, praise the Lamb of God, that has worked in faith so much as Pastor Nation has, praise the Lamb of God. He had to go. I know he's offline, but praise the Lamb of God. He has done so much in his ministry since I met him until it's crazy to me. I just look at him and say, Lord, sometimes almost getting jealous of what God has done for him. Praise the Lamb of God. Merged his church with his father in his ministry's church. Just his father in the ministry just called him. After he didn't dream that he was pastoring his father's church, he thought it was his biological father who had died some years ago when it was his father in the faith.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. There's nothing God can't do for you. And brother, still, wow. He still got a swimming pool. It's just on the outside now. It's just on the outside on more land. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm just letting you know that God is doing some great and wonderful things, people of God, for those of us who are walking in faith and believing God and believing God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And doing our best and giving God our best.
Yeah.
Even in these critical times, praise the Lamb of God. Even in these times and seasons, praise the Lamb of God, when it's not popular to do your best. But when you give your best to God, whatever best that is, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And see, a lot of us don't understand kingdom principles and we don't follow how to do. We want stuff from God, praise the Lamb of God, but we don't want to plant the seed. We want to plant the seed after we get a harvest. It ain't coming. It's not coming. The seed must go first.
Mm-hmm.
The offering went first before the blessing came on Abel. It's right there. By faith, Abel offered an excellent sacrifice.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong? By which, by his sacrifice, he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Mm-hmm.
By his sacrifice. It wasn't by, you know, osmosis or whatever. It wasn't because it just happened. It was because he made the sacrifice of righteousness unto God. It's right there in the Word. And you can go down the line and you're going to find the same principle in order. Praise the Amen. Lamb of God. You get all the way down, you start talking about, and Jacob sowed seeds in the famine and released the harvest in the same year.
The war began. Yep.
The seed come first.
Amen.
The seed come first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you again. The seed goes before the harvest.
Yeah.
Nobody goes out and water the ground without a seed being in it.
Okay.
And expect the harvest. Nobody takes a pot and put dirt in it and just let it sit there and water it and say, I know something's going to come up out of it. I got faith. Mm-hmm. But when you plant the seed.
Amen. Expectation.
Okay. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See? See? And I hear people, and I don't say nothing to them. They tell me, as soon as the Lord do this, I'm going to plant a seed. I don't say nothing to them. As soon as the Lord bless me, I'm going to do this. They still waiting.
No, I'm going to do mine apart.
Hello, light bulbs, because the seed is in your hand.
Yeah.
Or you eating your seed up. You're consuming your seed. Hello, light bulbs.
You teaching about me.
And if it ain't what you need, it must be a seed. Y'all quiet on that one.
You teaching the
baby. Amen.
If it's not what you need, then God didn't give you a seed. And you need to stop and pray over and say, Lord, what must I do? You'll hear God telling you what to do. You'll hear the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The seed must fall into the ground and die. The seed. He sowed in faith. He reaped. So much relationship with God. Now, okay, maybe that one don't hang on you. I'm going to do the fifth verse, and then we're going into the prophetic flow. By faith, Enoch was translated. He should not see death. And was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm talking about faith for your journey, people of God. By faith, Enos was translated. In other words, he did not die. It said he walked with God and just kept on walking. He was gone. They couldn't find him. God took him.
Yeah.
Whole body, God took him. Translated. Beamed up Scotty. Gone. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
It was his testimony that he pleased God. How do you please God? With faith. His faith actions and his faith relationship with God purchased him eternal life without seeing death.
Jesus.
Without death hands ever touching him.
Wow.
Hello, light bulb. But the seed of faith was there. It's right there. That he pleased God. That he pleased God. And it's impossible to please him without faith.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. It's impossible to please him without faith. Praise the Lamb of God. But when faith is in position, brothers and sisters, there's nothing God won't do for you. It's been tried, tested, and proven. Tried, tested, and proven. Tried, tested, and proven. Over and over and over again, and we still got it wrong. Because we don't want to walk in faith. I stopped at verse 5. The number of favor. Hallelujah. Boy, look at the clock. It's 1:15, 1:15. Praise the Lamb of God. I stopped right there on the dime. Whew, there it goes again. My God, my God, my God. All right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's get some prophetic going here. I am happy with this word. I'm happy with Pastor Nation coming on, just taking a little bit out of his schedule to join us, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. To boost your faith in the word of God, to boost your faith in the prophetic word. My. Pray, boy, he didn't even tell you all the story while we setting things up here. He didn't tell you all the story how even God brought him before the owner of the house and the owner of the house that he went to, do you know who he was, Prophet Darrell? Apostle. He was the man who made the bottles for the wine in Napa.
Oh, wow.
Billion bottles a day, he manufactured. The grandson of Julio.
Wow.
Ooh. Now, people who drink wine know who Julio is.
My God.
Hello, Lightbug. And that grandson, when he met him and his family, told them, don't worry about the $63,000 down payment. Take them to closing.
Wow.
Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise the Lord. God.
No.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My God, my God, my God. Let me open up a mic right now, praise the Lamb of God, as we go in here. Hallelujah. The first one here, Erico 818, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord, Saint. Praise the Lord, Prophet Shakespeare, Prophet Darrell, all the prophets online, all the apostles. The man of God, your guest speaker, Prophet Nation.
Prophet, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. I'm just calling for prayer. Man, I need prayer today. I do. I just need a move of God today. And I'm just trusting and believing. I have faith, and I need prayer. Ooh.
Hallelujah. Well, what are we praying about, though?
I need a financial breakthrough. I do. I need favor from God. I need God to move in this season through things that I just need to get over the top. And I need favor. I need favor. And I know this is God all day. He has to do it. He has to do it in Jesus' name.
Hmm. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
The Lord
yes,
told
sir.
Me to tell you to pray.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Something's going to burst out of that. Go ahead, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne, Lord, just to tell you thank you. God, we thank you right now for your daughter, my sister, mm-hmm. Lord God. And God, we ask you to step in, oh God, step down in her situation, oh God. God, we ask you to loose, open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour mm-hmm. out her a rhema blessing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, where she would not have room enough to receive, oh God. God, you know that she is a giver, oh God. Not only that she's a giver, but she is a sower. And for this reason, God, you said you give blessing to the sower, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for her blessing right now. We thank you for the miracle that you have deposited, that you have downloaded. In her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for allowing her to even call in so we can already touch and agree, oh God. And touching and agreeing, oh God, there is power. And for this reason, God, we ask you, Lord God, to just move by your power on her behalf, oh God. Let her see your hand work moving, God. In the name of Jesus. And whatever it is, oh God, God, we ask you to meet the need. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for meeting the need right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God said, I'm already doing it. God said, hallelujah, God said, watch out for your mailbox, hallelujah, and check your bank account, God said, doing it right now, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. God said you ain't going to lose nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey, God said he's moving on your behalf, sis. He said just trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And know that he's
working
out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you,
God. Yes, God. Yes,
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Separation. God wanted to separate me from certain people, and that there was unforgiveness in my heart. So I went on a fast, and I went on a fast and consecration from the people and the other things. And the Lord revealed to me the things that were in my heart, and He healed me from them things. And God began to open up doors. And I hear now I've been traveling, and I've been preaching, and I've been prophesying and doing prayer revivals. And I just want y'all to pray that I continue to move in the will of God and the plan of God for my life, and that nothing or nobody will hinder it, because God has set a blaze in inside of me that I just want to get the word of God out, and I want to see folks saved and delivered. And here recently I preached and three souls went down in Jesus' name, and one got filled with the Holy Ghost. And so I'm just looking to go higher in God and flow in what He's actually called me to flow in all capacities. And so I just want prayer for that, that I'll just continue to do what God has called me to do.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for Your Son, Father, and for Your servant. And we thank You for His desire today to fulfill Your purpose in his life. I thank You that the angels are camped around him. Yes, the divine protection is his, that when he goes through the flood, it will not overtake him, neither the flame, hallelujah, will burn him, O God. Not even will he smell like the smoke, but he will come forth as pure gold. I thank you, Father, that every experience in his life, he will look back and see that it was you all the time shaping and molding his life for divine purpose. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that in this season of covenant relationships, of divine connections, of prophetic connections, that you are linking him now, hallelujah, with who he needs to be with, who he needs to be under, praise the Lamb of God, and what he needs to do in order to go to the next level. I pray, Father, that you fill his mouth with prophetic word, hallelujah. And that, oh God, as he go and minister, that power of signs and wonders and miracles will be manifested in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Blessed going in. Blessed coming out. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless you today, sir. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We bless you today, and we hope to hear from you more. Hallelujah. Okay, young man?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
23.
I knew you was young. Praise the Lord. What church you with?
Bishop Freddie Jones, Greater Sharing Cross Apostolic Church.
All right. Well, you stay humble and walk humble with the man of God. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Praise the Lamb of God. You got any troubles or stuff, you contact us. I'm interested in seeing your development.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. Bless you, Bertha Pruitt. Praise the Lamb of God for being in that young man's life. Let's go to the next one. Error code 747. Your mic is hot.
Yeah, praise God.
Who's calling?
This is Cammy.
Hey, Cammy.
Hey.
How your daughter doing?
She's doing good. She's doing good. Yeah,
is
God
she
is
in school?
Yeah, she's in school. God is working it out. It's been an uphill battle trying to work everything out, but God is doing it.
Cammy, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to ask God for no more money when it relates to your daughter. I want you to ask them for favor.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah,
did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what happened. Well, after you sent me that inbox, my daughter came over, and we was in a conversation talking to somebody, and they asked her, you know, how did was it going through school and this, that, and another, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then they said, well, your father took care of your financial burden and this, that, and that. She said, yeah, Dad took care of a lot, but the favor of God was on me, so.
Amen.
That he
Amen.
Found grants and stuff for me.
Ooh.
Over and over Amen. And over again, they kept coming forth, but we found you some more grant money. We gave, and I thought that when she said it, you came to mind.
Amen.
Favor Amen. And faith works together.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You just tell God to give a favor. And I promise you, if favor hit, it's going to be better than money in your hand.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Hello, Lightbug.
Yes, sir.
I said when favor hit,
yes.
It's better than money in your hands.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I want to tell you about that situation.
Amen.
Watch God.
Thank you.
Watch God do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch what he do. Hallelujah. Bertha, what you want to say to Cammy today? No, Bertha. Prophet Darrell?
Well, Apostle, you said it all. I mean, you know. God gonna do it.
Amen.
I just touch and agree with everything that you have just told her. I just done an agreement.
My God. And understand this too, Cammy, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me see what I'm looking at here. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Whew. My goodness gracious. God said, more is your middle name. More is your middle name. You've been so used to God giving you stuff to be the enabler. You have been the enabler in your family. And you're so used to it in your hands and you providing and getting joy that way. God said, he got to show you he can do stuff without putting it in your hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's going to show you what favor really is.
Yes.
How faith operates. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The Lamb. Just watch what he do. Just watch what he do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all know that's my new word. Watch what he do. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. He going to bust your vest. That's what he going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Go bust your best just like he said he was and just like he's been doing. Hallelujah. He is God. And besides him, there is no other. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Continue to look to the hills from whence come your help. Your help come from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. We're excited about your future. We're excited about your future, daughter.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Anything else you want to share?
No, just thank you for your prayers and continue to keep me lifted up. And your ministry, again, has been a blessing to me. And, you know, every morning I look forward to it when I, you know, so thank you.
Bless you, darling. And we want you to continue. I want to see you all in Fort Worth this year. Praise the Lamb of God in November. If you can, come on, Tammy, be with us now. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes. This is the year of the promises fulfilled. Y'all better get there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me open another mic. Error code 864-449. Your mic is hot. 864-449.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
This is Anthony.
Anthony who?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, where you calling from? The Carolina?
Yeah, Greenville, South Carolina.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing better than the last time I talked with y'all.
Oh, is this all this that Anthony? Hey, man. Man, I thought you were somebody. Why your voice sound different?
Probably out and about. I'm on the earpiece.
Okay, you're on an earpiece. That's what it must be. Praise the Lord. How's it going, man? You doing better?
Emotionally, I'm just kind of calling in for prayer for finances, and I got a daughter out there that's kind of hanging with the wrong crowd. Just prayer for my business.
Let me tell you, the first one we're going to get to the nitty-gritty about your daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. First thing I want you to do is, did you raise your daughter?
Yes, I did.
You raised her in the Lord?
Yes, I did.
Don't worry about it. Just tell the Lord to have his way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that he can get the glory out of her. She got to have her experience in her own testimony. She must have her experiences for her own testimony. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
So she the one with the calling on her life. But you got to remember that.
All right.
But she has to have experiences for her testimony and for her ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you got to do like grandma now. You know what grandma and them used to do, though? They used to
let
do it
go,
like this.
God.
I can't sing like Prophet Daryl, but I hear the song. I'm going to leave it in the hands of the Lord. That's what they used to say. I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord. That means I'm not going to worry about you. I'm going to put you in the hands of God and let God deal with you so that, hallelujah, whatever needs to be done, God will handle it. I'm going to have faith and trust in God that you're in his hands. Hallelujah. Your favor with God going to cover your daughter. Don't worry about it. Your favor with God. Your favor with God. He'll snatch her out the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. In due season. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I don't want to do all the talking. Where is Bertha?
She left the
Pruitt. I cut her mic on. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir, Prophet.
Go ahead.
When you was talking to Brother Anthony, it's the song that Cosmopolitan sings. It says, step back, take your hands off. You got to step back and let God do it. One thing I come to know, when you put it in the hands of the man that walked and departed the waters, he will not allow harm to come up on her. but he will allow her to have an experience. And then she would know that God can bring her out. He won't allow the enemy to consume her. Amen. But the Lord want to elevate you as well, man of God. The Lord said
yes,
he wants you to bring your expectations up higher. He said,
glory
if you're going
to
trust me, trust me. Hallelujah. In other words, if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. Because the Lord is getting ready to bless you in advance. Hallelujah. Just like Apostle Ben saying, we got to have faith in God. We speak it out of our mouth, but do we really act on it?
My God, my.
Yes, God. And the Lord said he's getting ready to do it just for you. Just for you.
My God, just for you. Hallelujah. I hope you're listening to the prophet, man of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I wish
Hallelujah.
I could sing a song for you. I wish I could sing a song. But if I could have sung a song, oh, my God, I would sing, don't mind waiting on the Lord. Don't mind waiting.
I don't mind waiting.
Hallelujah. Wait on him. I guarantee you. You will see him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And Anthony, what kind of business is this?
Oh, I run a towing service. I tow cars for the state of South Carolina, Highway Patrol, and the Sheriff's Office.
You run a business. You run the business is towing cars. You got your own
yes.
tow truck?
Yes, sir, 20 years.
Hallelujah. You need business to pick up?
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
And you're in South Carolina?
What was that?
You're in North Carolina or South Carolina?
South Carolina.
Well, it's going to pick up. It's about to pick up. Praise the Lord. I promise you that. Hallelujah. Yeah. And maybe this weekend at the kind of weather y'all about to get, just get your number. Are you doing marketing, though, son? See, your marketing has to be done right. You got to do target marketing. You need some flyers. Praise the Lamb of God. And you need something very catchy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Call the tow man or something. You got to get it. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to find something, catch it, and get it out. Praise the Lamb of God. Like I'm on the show right now. Praise God. We can announce it over the air, but you know there's only a certain amount of people from your area that will respond. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you come to the area that you're in and that you do your demographics, praise the Lamb of God, right there in your area, and then you see your boundary and say, this is how far I want to go, whether it's 10 miles, 25 miles out, and then you start working your advertisement that way so that when your advertisement is done, praise the Lamb of God, and finished and done, you will already, praise the Lamb of God, have canvassed the land enough that you'll get 10% of all of the flyers that you have put out. People will remember and say, is this the tow man? Hey, my car will be in a ditch. Can you come get me? That's the way that works. But if we don't target nothing, we don't hit nothing. If we don't target nothing, we don't hit nothing. You need a catchy phone number and you need a catchy slogan about the tow man or whoever you're going to be.
All right? Yes, sir.
And you want to talk more about it, inbox me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I just gave you some marketing stuff free. Yes, you did. Praise God. You need somebody to do your flyers. I got that person for you also, for the internet and as well as for you to get them printed out at very reasonable price. Hallelujah. Okay?
All right.
All right, brother. I love you, man.
Thank you, man.
All right. Be blessed. All right. Let's go to the next person here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Where are we here? Boy, the line is here. All right. 313. Coming to you back to Detroit. We're leaving Carolina, going to Detroit. Praise the Lord. 313-579.
This is Charlotte.
How you doing, Charlotte?
I'm wonderfully well.
She wonderfully well, people. She just stole Prophet Dell's wonderful from him. She's wonderfully well. Bertha Pruitt, your mic is hot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She's wonderfully well. Wonderfully well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, what you calling in for? You got a prophetic word for us. What's going on?
I want to hear what God's saying from some of the most dynamic, specific prophets I know. Lying, crop, second to none.
Oh, my God.
Big All one. Right. All right. Bertha, what you got to say to your sister? She just called you the prophet of the Most High God.
Absolutely.
Dr. Charlotte, the Lord says just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Keep your head in his hand. Keep holding on to the gospel plow because it's already done. God says everything that you have asked him for, the special prayer request that you have sent up and nobody knows about concerning your family and your house, God says it's already done. Just keep on having a little talk with Jesus, Charlotte, because when you have a little talk with Jesus, it makes everything all right, says the Spirit of God.
Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir. I just want to tell Sister Charlotte that the Lord says it's already been fixed.
My God.
It is a fixed fight. The battle is over, and the war has been won. But you have got the victory.
Yes, Jesus.
He said, Oh, my God. He said he has already fixed it for you. He has already opened up the doors for you. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
My God, yes, thank you.
I see your hands getting very busy. I see your hands just getting very busy. I don't know what you got your hands in, but they're getting very busy. And God is going to bless the workmanship of your hands.
Oh, my God.
He's going to bless the workmanship of your hands.
She's writing that book, Praise the Lamb of God.
I want to tell you this. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you this, too, sis. Be careful where you lay your hands on, or because the blessing is in your hands.
Woo!
The blessing
is in your hand.
You're going to feel like a nail has been driving through your wrist. Those are the wounds that were done to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're going to feel it in your wrist and in the palm of your hand. God said that is the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and he has anointing you to heal.
My God.
And to work the work of him that sent you.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah.
Just Charlotte is, Charlotte, God says to tell you and your family, don't worry about the inheritance, the land, because just wait and don't move swiftly. Because waiting don't mean denial, because God says you all are going to get a big return on that property.
Oh, my God.
God says you're going to get a big return.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the
Lamb
of God.
Yes, Lord.
Charlotte, I see you walking up to Bishop Middleton and putting a book in his hand.
My Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's what I see. I see you putting a book in Bishop Middleton's hand, praise the Lamb of God, that you have written. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes,
my God.
God. Those busy hands. Those busy hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Girl, there's glory in your story. I hope you know it. Hope you know how bad some people need to hear your story. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Praise the Lamb. You've been through for a purpose. You've been through for a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
But it's all going to come together. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Earth will sure show you something about that land. Yes, Lord. Wait on God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! God, oh, you just got to learn how to wait.
Oh, my God.
But God ain't never late. He going to do it. He going to do it. He going to do it for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, thank you, praise the Lamb of God, but there's none great but the Father. Hallelujah. We are humble servants of the Lord, and we thank you, hallelujah, for your accolades today. And we love you, Charlotte, Dr. J. Johnson.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Moving to the next one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 708.
Hello.
Dude, this is 708. Wait. 708. Who's calling?
Hello. Bless you.
Hello. Who's calling?
Pastor Brad.
Pastor Brad been called in today. Hey, Brad.
Hey.
How you doing? You in the nah, Brad. You don't get no props. You've been all out of the country with your wife. But I see all them pretty pictures you be posting. You need to be throwing some of them blessings on us. You all hugged up, kissing my beautiful wife and my woman, my queen. And don't think I don't be looking at it. I be looking. But we happy for you. I bet you that, man of God. Hallelujah. Man, is there anything specific you called or wanted to say or something, or are you just calling in for a word?
I'm calling in for a word because I got some things before God concerning ministry. And,
yeah.
You know, just want to make sure I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah, well, you know, a change is on the horizon, but I'm going to let Bertha them talk first. Bertha Pruitt.
Pastor Frazier, well, you came on, the Lord said, consider your ways.
Oh, wow.
Consider your ways. Be prioritized. And he gave me the scripture for you from Psalms 91. And he told me to read it to you from the Amplified, verses 9 through 11. Because you, Pastor Frazier, have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angels special charge over you, to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and of service. Once you walk in obedient and faithfully to the will and the word of God, you don't have to worry about anything, because God says he's always made your way successful, and he's already prepared the way for you. God says continue to bow the knee, lay prostrate before him. Get your prayer life more consistent. more consistent in your prayer life, Pastor Frazier. Prayer changes things. Prayer will change your destiny. Keep on your knees before the Lord, because the answer you're seeking is the Spirit of God. You're going to find it. Says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father Gerald Fonda. There's a lot of noise in somebody's background. Please mute. Praise the Lord. Fonda.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Tell Pastor Brad that the Lord said, consider it done.
Jesus.
I stand in agreement with the words that I've said. But I heard the Lord say, tell him to consider it done.
Jesus.
That the ways, he didn't say the way. He said the ways have already been made. He already gave you provision to go forth and drive. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord,
just continue to allow me, the Holy Ghost, to deposit the works in you. Because the Bible says, after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall receive power. God said you got the power to decree those things that be not as though they were. He said,
my God, my God.
And go
forward. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. He said, all because you decided to abide in his glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, now you got the glory and the power to go forward.
Thank you, God.
And understand this, Pastor Frazier. Brad, change never comes without cost.
Yes, Lord.
Change never comes without cost. And sometimes that cost is the severing of a connection that you might have had for a long time. When
That's
God
right.
pushes you out in this water, sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, you got to leave your comfort zone and your comfort people on the bank, yeah. And you sail with Jesus. Sometimes you got to step out of the boat and walk to Jesus
yes,
alone.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Sometimes you're on your walk with God, this supernatural walk that He has put you on. Praise the Lamb of God is going to require you to walk alone. But
That's right.
your way is made. Your way is made. But some of the things on the agenda is not the way you've been taught and the things that has happened in the past in your traditions. God is doing a new thing in you. And you have a problem because your struggle is, will you be accepted for being different?
That's right.
And God said, don't worry about nobody's acceptance but his.
Yes, Lord.
Because he has called you to this work. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has called you to this work. He's the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Blessings
you.
Be on you, man of God.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, Prophetess Bertha and Prophet Daryl. I
pray love
God
you, Pastor
Frazier. Love you all. I pray God's blessings be upon you, and I speak favor upon each of you, each of your lives, your ministry, your home, your families, and everything that you touch is shall prosper in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
I
well,
receive
we bless
it, Lord.
The man
I
of God,
it,
and man of God, your wife is going to play a very instrumental. I don't know, God's dealing with you today. A very instrumental part in this new ministry. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
now, I don't know if you know it, but Your wife has the gift of healing and restoration, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I see her flowing in the restoration ministry. Praise the Lamb of God, of restoring lives, restoring relationships, broken marriages, hearts that's been broken, wounds and scars of the past. Praise the Lamb of God that's deep down in the psychic and spirit of people. Praise the Lamb of God that's going to be even more, should I say, important than physical healings. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, that these Lord. Emotional wounds and these scars of yesterday and stuff like that that people are delivered from, hallelujah, can go on in fruitful relationship. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord has taken you and your wife a lot. And now you are enjoying the fruits of forgiveness, the fruits of being able
right.
to deal with each other's opposites and things of that nature. But he's been teaching lessons along the way for the ministry gifts that's in both of you all, for the ministry that he has prepared for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Your destiny is in view. Hallelujah. Press forward, not backwards.
Yes.
Press
yes.
forward. Ahead of you, it's not in behind you. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. And it's greater than Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. Praise the Lord. Woo! God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lamb of
amen.
God. All right. I don't even know where I'm at here. Okay. I love you, Pastor. Pastor, come
love
go
God.
With us to Fort Worth this year. I need you there. Praise the Lamb of God. Would you plan to do that? If you can go out of town on vacation, you can go to Fort Worth. Let's go, man. Come on, go
Amen.
To the gathering with
me. Okay.
You won't regret it. I bet you come.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you, man.
All right. I love you all.
All right.
Love you
Praise
too.
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God, we're out of time, people of God. We only got 90 seconds here. I am so sorry. Praise the Lamb of God. All of you, you can call in tomorrow, though, as we'll be here with prophetic word and intercessory prayer. This has been a wonderful show, a dynamic, powerful show again today. Praise God. And we give God praise. Hallelujah. My God,
Thank
my
you.
God, God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, we're going to prophesy to our intercessors. I want to our intercessors tomorrow, Prophet Darrell and Bertha. We want to prophesy to the intercessors. We want to prophesy to our administrators. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb as well as those. Yeah, praise the Lamb. Let's pray for them. Praise the Lamb of God starting now, even tonight on our prayer call. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Lord.
And we want all of you to join us. Praise the Lamb of God tonight. Tonight on our page, praise the Lamb of God, is a banner for our Boy, I tell you, when you need it, you don't see it, and when you don't need it, it's right there in front of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But our prayer call tonight, we want you to be a part of that tonight because it's going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Let me pull it up here. I know I got it right here. Oh, my God. Come on, Holy Ghost, help me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Prayer call. I got the number right here. If I'm wrong, somebody better tell me.